Today's share in the Dear Shul Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Samach Omud Aleph. We are in the sixth and final volume of Mishnah Berurah, getting very close to the end, and we are finishing up today's Simon Tof Reish Tzadi Gimel and starting Tof Reish Tzadi Dalet. So we begin on the very top line, Kuf Samach Omud Aleph, with Siv Dalet. Chabad tells us, Motziin Sefer Torah, the current Parshas Vayavo Molik, the laning on Purim morning, is from the end of Parshas Bishalach, Parshas Amolek, the last nine psukim of the Parsha. It's only nine psukim. Yafa pish ein bo el tisha psukim. And normally we have a minimum of 10 psukim. We either have a 3-3-4 or a 3-4-3 or a 4-3-3. The Gemara says any one of those options is fine. Nevertheless, here you only have nine psukim. So the Mechaber writes, v'choflin posuk achron k'dil hashlim asar psukim. So the Mechaber writes that the ninth posuk you repeat twice, and you therefore have 10 psukim. However, the Ramah says, Hagah, vein haminog l'chvol posuk achron shal parasha. The Ramah says, that's not the minog for us to do this, and we just have 9 psukim. And now let's see inside in the Mishnah Berurah a little bit more details about this. So we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tes. He says, we read, until ad midor dor, the very end of the parasha. V'yom l'chatzi kaddish, and then you say chatzi kaddish after you do the laning of these 9 psukim, the 3 aliyahs. Then the Ramah said that we don't double up the last pasuk, Sivkot and Yud, the Afo Gav the Kaimalot ain't pachasim asar psukim. Even though we normally don't have less than 10 psukim, hechad the solik in yonashani. As we said previously in regards to the Torahs, you also have 21 psukim. But if it's less than 21, but it's an entire sugya, it's acceptable. So to over here, it's an entire sugya, and it's acceptable to just do the 9 psukim. A couple of Dirshu footnotes over here. Dirshu footnote number 15 brings down, for whatever the reason a person didn't hear Parsha Zachar, there is an opinion that says, in the name of Mogin Avram, that you can be Yotze by listening to Vayavo Amalek on Purim morning. However, the Mishnah Berurah himself is surprised at this because he says it doesn't mention anything here about Mechias Amalek, so therefore why would you be able to be Yotze? He also then brings down, do you pronounce the word Zecher or Zecher, just like we have by Parsha Zachar, do we have to repeat it over here? He says, from the Tzela Kachma, Shinogin Likro, just Zecher with the Tzere, and not to read Zecher as well. However, the Ksos HaShulchan brings down that the Iker is Zecher with the Segel, like the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. El Sheish Dogim Gam B'Kriya Zul Likro Shnani Kudum. There are those that read both Zecher and Zecher over here as well. That's not the commonly accepted custom. The issue for number 16 brings down Shemaparishes Amalek in Korin Elatisha Psukim. We only have 9 Psukim over here. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Shekoflin is a Pasuk Achron. However, that's not the Iker Din according to Pri Chodesh. Why don't we do this? Because it's only a Minog, and therefore we don't do this necessarily. The issue for number 17 brings down, why didn't Chazal add on additional either Psukim before or after Vayavo Amalek? So he brings down a beautiful idea. Amalek caused a diminution in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory. And therefore it says, Kigod al Kes Ka, at the end of the last Pasuk. So therefore this parasha is also missing a 10th Pasuk. Beautiful idea. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, V'korin ha-Megillah v'yachakach seder kedusha. After you finish the laning, you do the Chatzi Kaddish, and then you read the Megillah, and then you finish off Ashri Uvol Tzion. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Aleph, U'mavarach ne'acharei ha-birchas ha-ravis rivenu, and we say the bracha ha-ravis rivenu, as we already explained, Kedel and Simon Tofrei Sadi Beis. U'srichin kulun l'shma bracha. Everybody has to listen to the bracha, although it's interesting, in Dishifu number 18, he brings down that the chiyuv of this bracha is based upon the Shulchan Aruch, which says some have the minhag to do it, some have the minhag not to say it, and those that have the minhag to say it, they should say it. And that's the minog in many places, is that every individual says it to himself. Not only just listening to the chazan, he says this is the minog in Yeshivas Radin with the Chofetz Chaim, and Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal as well, brought down that they would each have the, every person in the shul would say it. Again, the more commonly accepted custom, I think, is to have the chazan say it and everybody answer amen. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, says, V'yesh mihamonim shomrim oz kaddish achasim Megillah. He says some say a kaddish after the Megillah, but he says that's incorrect, v'enonochon, like we brought down previously. Then we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah ki yesh milah, if there's a bris milah in shul on Purim, bipurim, molin atino kodem kriyas Megillah. It says the custom is to do the bris milah before you read the Megillah. It brings down from the Maril and the Minhagim. Why is this? The Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Yud Beis, this is an asmachta to the idea that it's expressed, like Yehudim HaYisar Aur Vesimcha Sosav Yikar. So asmachta lezeh, dechsiv like Yehudim HaYisar Aur Vesimcha Sosav Yikar. Sim Sason Mirabi Zamila, and the Sason is a remnant to the Bris Mila. The Brichodosh writes, Kosav the Yaktim Kriyas HaMegillah, that you should read the Megillah first. The Kemash of Biragwa, Nebisama al haramah b'zeh. And the Vilna Gaon is also surprised at the Ramah that says you should do the bris milah first. Now what's going on over here? So Dir Shufut Naimti brings down from the Darki Moshe, which is the Ramah, Shemitam zeh yesh lahasmich es hamilah miyad deyach kriyas haTorah. You lain, you do the bris milah, and then right away you do the laning of the Megillah. And in this way you have the whole order. Kadei Shia Ha'ora, which is the Torah, Samucha L'Sason, which is the Bris Milah, and then you have the Megillah. And this is also the opinion of the Masses of Shekel. The Aruch HaShulchan adds, Shalachin Malin Kodim Kiyasa Megillah. That's why you do the Bris Milah before the Megillah, Kadei Shinucha Likro V'Sason, right next to the Megillah. And he also brings that as well in the Daki Moshe, Shemalon also Kodim HaKriya Kadei Shigam Yeh B'chlal Yehudi. So then he should be a Jew at that point by bringing him into the Bris Milah, V'Nocho Lamar LaYehudim, all of the Jews, Ha'isa Ora. Okay. Dishavu number 20, though, brings down the other opinion, and that is that you should lay in the Megillah and only afterwards do the Bris Milah. And it brings down, Shekivin Sheyesh Shos Lasos Eshtem, since you can do both of them, so therefore we always do the Megillah first because of Pursuming Nisa, since you're going to be able to do both, so you might as well do the Megillah first to be mocked in Pursuming Nisa. And he brings down, Nimel Chayyadam, Shemina Ga'olam Kedas Ramah, that the Velt passes like the Ramah to do the Bris Milah before you read the Megillah. Now, Bevia Das Ramah, in explaining the Ramah, and you do the Mila before you do the Mikra Megillah, he says, Linyan Shar Mitzos, Shekriyas Megillah Kodemus. Normally the Megillah comes first, so the Prima Gordon writes, because Kriyas Megillah Kodemus Lemitzo Daraisa, Rak Biofen Shim Yakdim is a Mitzvah, Lo Yelo Achakach Tzibro God, Lobashasa Kriya. If you to do the Mitzvah first of the Daraisa, then you won't have such a big crowd for the Mikra Megillah. And therefore, you do the Mikra Megillah first. And Pursume Disa is very important. As opposed to by the Bris Milah, Shacharei Korban Megillah B'Tzibur, you're going to read the Megillah in the Tzibur anyway, so then here, nobody's going to go home after the Bris Milah, they're all going to listen to the Megillah, so he says, Vade Olduf Lahatkin Mitzvah Daraisa. You should do the Bris Milah first, because that's a Daraisa. Okay. Then he goes, Achen Kishabris Ein Aveves HaKnesses, however, if the Bris is not in the Shul, so therefore, if they all went home to the Bris, they're not all going to come back to the Shul, so then in that situation, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, that you definitely should go read the Megillah first, and then do the Bris Milah in the house. Finally, we conclude this Sif and Simon, Tuf Reish Sadi Gimel, with the words of the Bir Halacha. The Chofetz Chaim writes in Dibro Maskel Motzim Sefer Torah, he brings down from a Tosus in the Gemara in Megillah on Dav Dalet, who says, he writes, the Ein Machzir HaSefer Torah LeMekomo, that you don't return the Sefer Torah after the laning, but you leave it out there while they're laning the Megillah. Yoshiv Ochez Biyodo Ashikorwes Megillah. You have the person hold the Sefer Torah while they're reading Megillah. Now, that's not the way that we do this. The Vush Mashma, the Machzir HaSefer Torah LeMekomo. The Vush says, no, first return the Sefer Torah to the Aron Kodesh and then read the Megillah. And he says, this is also the opinion of Derech HaChaim. And he brings down the Chavetz Chaim from the base mayor, the reasoning behind this. He says, yes, or a poskim, all the rest of the poskim, hishmitu divya tosus. They disagree with this tosus and they don't write it down. In other words, lo sfirulu. They don't hold like this tosus that you should keep the Sefer Torah out during the laning of the Megillah. Why not? So he says the reasoning is because the person who's holding on the Sefer Torah is not going to be able to concentrate on listening to the Megillah. He's holding the Sefer Torah. And miyochis the Sefer Torah biyado yei libo al Sefer Torah. He's going to be concentrating on the Sefer Torah and he won't be able to concentrate on listening to the Megillah. That's why the more practical halacha is to bring the Sefer Torah back, and then when the Sefer Torah is put away, then we lay in the Megillah. This concludes Simon Tuf Reish Sadi Gimel, and now we start Tuf Reish Sadi Dalet, which deals with Din Mos Purim Laniyim, Matanos Lev Yonim, the giving of tzedakah to Aniyim on Purim. The Mechaber starts and he says, Chayev kol Adam li ten lepachu shtei matanos l'shtei Aniyim. Person is obligated, every person, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot and Aleph, this is true, Bein Ish u Bein Isha, men and women, everybody's obligated to go and give Matanos Lev Yonim, to give the minimum, li ten lepachos, at least, two matanos, to shnei Aniyim, to two Aniyim. Now, there's a tremendous number of Dirshu footnotes over here. Let's first go through all of the Mishnah Berurahs and the Bir Halacha, and then we'll see what time we have left to do the Dirshu footnotes, which are very, very interesting and important. So, let's continue reading the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph. We said that this is true for a man or for a woman. V'afilu ani ha-mesparnis min ha-tzedakah, and even a very poor person who himself is living off tzedakah, nevertheless, he also has to go and give matanos levyonim. Das kam achronim. There are some achronim that say, the tzorach loseis mima shenosu lo. Whatever he gets, he has to give a portion of that to the Aniyim as well. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis says, Rashai litein meichel omos, you give food or money to the poor person. V'lo mitzosiv, kreis kama yeshir matonos. He brings out from the Prima Gordon, there is no set amount that this should be. However, he brings out from the Ritva, v'chuchushi ha-ritva kosav, afilu shtei prutos. The minimum amount could even be 2 pennies that you give to Yis Aniyim. The shavu pruta chashuvu matana, because a shavu pruta is considered a matana, but not less than that, avolo pochos. Then he says, "Im hechliv sudaso b'shul chaveru." If two poor people exchange their suda with each other, yotzi de matanos, that could fulfill their obligation of giving matanos levyonim. V'yal kein, therefore, ani hamispanis benatztaka. Therefore, a poor person who is nebuch, being supported by the tzedakah, what should he do? Yitain shtei matanos l'shnei avyonim. He should give two matanos to two avyonim. V'yachsu heim yitnu lo, and they can give it back to him. And this way, each one fulfills this obligation of matanos avyonim. Brings down the name of the prima garden. He adds, od kosav nira li. It appears to me the lechatchila tzarech litain lo avyon davo haroy lehanos menu bepurim. Ideally, you should give the poor person something that he'll get benefit from on Purim itself, whether it's a maichel, a food, a mos, or money, which he could use shiuchel hotzi bepurim, that he could use to buy what his needs are for Purim, for sudas Purim, or for other needs of Purim. Again, there are many Dirshu footnotes over here. Let's continue doing the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll get to the Dirshu footnotes at this time. Now we go, Sif Kot and Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah, Shtei Matanos, you have to give two presents. What does this mean? Zeh Midina, this is the absolute din. Avo Be'emes Mutav Laharbos B'Matanos Le'Avyonim Milaharbos B'Sudaso Uvishluach Monos L'Reyov. That if you have the choice of giving lots of Matanos Le'Avyonim or lots of Shalach Monos, he says you should minimize giving the Shalach Monos and you should maximize giving the Matanos Le'Avyonim because that's much more important. Shein Simcha Gedola Umefa'ar. There's no greater Simcha, no greater glory that you could do. El L'Sameach Lev Aniyim Yisomi V'Amonos, to go and gladden the hearts of the poor people, and these usually are orphans and widows. And you, in this way, are making yourself like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Rambam writes, Shenemra, Lachios Ruach Shefalim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes and picks up the depressed and the downtrodden. He lifts up their spirits. Ulahashiv, Ulahachios, Lev Nidkoim. And he goes and resuscitates those people that are down. So therefore, when you go and support Aniyim and widows and orphans, you're acting like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What greater thing could there be than doing that? And he adds, "Vinei shtei matanos; these two matanos, certainly tei mishalau, below mishal ma'aser. This has to come out of your pocket, and not for money that you put aside for ma'aser k'sofim. So you already had put this 10% aside. You can't give that for your matanos levyonim. Matanos levyonim has to be above and beyond the 10% that you put aside from your stock of money. However, v'ha'sofa shemosif, if you're adding on." If you're adding on, you can give that from Meiser funds. Now, some suggest, as you can see in Dershavu number 10, some suggest that this is talking about that if you're adding on to those two individuals that you're giving them, Matanos Levyonim, so let's say you're supposed to give them $5 each, so you give them $10 each, so the extra $5 to each of them could come from your host offers. Others say, no, for the basic din of the Matanos Levyonim, you can't take that from Meiser Sofim, but if you give to a third on it, a fourth on it, a fifth on it, then that could be from your Meiser Sofim. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Hagah Yesh Omrim." He brings down the Yesh Omrim. Sheyesh li ten kodim purim machzis min amatbeya kavua beosu makom beosu zman. He says that there's a very beautiful custom to commemorate the machzis hashekel is to go and give the machzis of whatever the matbeya is, the coinage of your area, to give at that place in that time, to give that coin and half of that coin to tzedakah. Zechel a machzis hashekel. This is a reminder of the machzis hashekel obligation that we all had. Shunosdim ba'adar. That we, Gemara Megillah tells us, they used to announce at the beginning of Adar to get prepared for the fiscal year, which would be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and they would go collect during the month of Adar the machzis hashekel from all the people so they can contribute to purchase the korbanos tzibur. And Ramah adds, since there's three trumas that are listed in the parsha of Parsha Shkolim, the beginning of Kisisa. So since it says there three times truma, so yesh li tein shalosh. So we give three times the half coin of the area. So for example, in the United States, the coin is $1. So the custom is to give three times the 50 cents, the machzis hashekel coin. And he brings it down for the Mordechai based upon the Gemara in the first Perek of Megillah. Now, let's look now at the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha, Dira Maschel, Litain Lefachos. So, Chavetz Chaim says, Nistapakti, I wasn't sure, Matono Le'evyon, Imahani Amanas Lahachsir. Can you give a Matono Amanas Lahachsir? That you give it to him, but the condition they'll give it back to you would be Yotze. He says, Umishloach Monos, Lo Mahani. Certainly for Mishloach Monos, that won't work. Kimitsu, Michael, Mashke, Shiesu Chupurim. You have to make the person happy. If he's giving it back, that doesn't necessarily make him happy. He says, he says, if the money that you put aside for Matzah Zashekel is given to, again, Zechel Matzah Zashekel, if you're giving that to the Aniyim, you would fulfill your obligation Matonos Levyonim with that money. He brings out the name of the Prima Garden. You have to give it, then the next Bir Halacha, the Ramasul Shnei Aniyim, he says, but you can't give it to them before Purim, because then maybe they'll eat it up before Purim, and then you won't pay Miyotze giving them to them on Purim. Then he says, "Umina ga'olam li ten kodem Purim." The Veld does give it before Purim. even though after Matanos of Yonim, it's also Daka B'Yom Kurim, even though the mitzvah is to give it B'Davka on Purim. So he says, how come? Tzorich Lomar, the Al Karcha Nosin Shtei Matanos of Yonim Gam B'Yom Purim. You give in addition two additional gifts to the people on Purim. V'Gam Yesh Harbiyanim Achozu and Al Psochem B'Purim. And since there are many people that come and also ask for money on Purim, so you can be Yotzi in that way as well. Finally, the last Dibra Maskel, this is Bir Halach, Yeshomim. He says, "V'ani am espinis min atzdaka," and a poor person who's dependent upon tzdaka, he says, it's a question. Tzorich iyun im mechuyev litein masis hashak. He brings down for the primer gadol. It's not sure that such an ani, well, he has to give matanos levyonim. It's not clear that he has to give masis hashak of funds. Okay, so we have 5 minutes left to try to do all of these dirshu footnotes. So let's run through some of them. Dirshu footnote 1 brings down, what about an ovel? Nebuch, he's in the Velas, he's doing the Shiva, so does he have a chiyav of Matanos Levyonim? So he says, certainly yes, he does have to give Matanos Levyonim. He certainly has the obligation to give Tztaka. There's no problem with that. What about an One, the person who hasn't yet Nebuch buried his dead? So does this obligation exist as well? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says yes, because you're doing it L'chovet HaMeis, it's for the Aliyah, for the Neshama of the Meis, so therefore you're allowed to go and do so. Dishavu number 2 says, why are women included in the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim? Because they were included in the Neis, and therefore they also were obligated. He then adds that even children who are dependent upon their parents' table should give tztaka matanos levyonim themselves. He then brings down, this even includes younger children, banav uvnosav akitanim, shlo yigil l'gil chiyuv mitzvos, they haven't even reached the age of mitzvos yet, so he brings down, there is a machlokas over here, is the father obligated to train their children in this mitzvah or not? So he brings down the people called them, shchayavim l'chanchim, l'seis matanos levyonim, yes, you should, ukumah b'chol mitzvah derabbanan, like every other mitzvah derabbanan. He then has a discussion what age they're obligated to start giving, maybe from 6 or 7 years old. Others say older. Albeit, the Eshel Avraham Mibachach says no, since they don't have any money of their own, so younger children don't have an obligation of Matanos Levyonim. Ayin Sham, a lot more discussion about this. He then has a whole discussion. If you're giving on your wife's behalf or on your children's behalf, do you have to be mezakeh the money to them or not? Ayin Sham, a whole discussion about that as well. Dishu footnote number 3 discusses why do poor people have to give matanos levyonim, even though avshe oni eno chayv li'tein tztaka, he doesn't have to give tztaka, only a small amount, once a year, is brought down in Yoredeya. Nevertheless, here, he has to go and give matanos levyonim, because this is a mitzvah, a din in Purim, just like Dali Kosos is a din in the Seder, so too it is a din of matanos levyonim is a din in Purim. So therefore, even a poor person has to do so. Dishu footnote number 4 discusses what about giving matanos levyonim with a check. So Rishon Zalman Zatzal brings down, you can't fulfill your obligation, even though the money doesn't reach the person on Purim. For example, the bank is closed, so he can't cash the check. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says, no, ein yotzim yidechovas matanos levyonim if you give a check, unless it's able to be cashed on that date. He has a lot more discussion in Dishu footnote number 4 about the technical details of actually giving over the money, either to the Baal Tztaka, to the Gabbai, through the bank checks, etc., Ayin Sham. Dishu footnote number 5 brings down, Bismanenu she'en lepruta erach klal. Nowadays, a pruta is nothing, so Vayashiv says that the minimum amount of tztaka that you have to give in order to be yotze matanos levyonim is an amount that would be mesameach the oni. He says about 5 shkolim l'chol oni. That was in those days. I'm not sure that would do the trick today. Rav Azel Zatzal said 10 shkolim in Eretz Yisrael l'chol oni. And the das of Rav Yashiv is sheitein matana chashuva shein la'ani busha l'kabla, that the ani won't be embarrassed to accept such a gift. And in fact, he'll be happy with such a gift. That's the amount. On the other hand, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says, bizmaneinu mikor din, dai b'shir shavapruta. Again, technically you're fulfilled with a shavapruta, albeit you should give much more. The issue footnote number 6 says, technically you could be yotzei the mitzvah of matanos levyonim by giving them clothing. And he says this was the opinion of Derech HaChaim as well. Not like the Oros Sameach, who said that even b'dieved clothing wouldn't be yotzei the mitzvah. The issue footnote number 7 discusses the difference between an oni and an evyon, and he brings down from the Makor HaChaim, Shishl dakti litten laniyim merudin umuflogim hanikrom evyonim. Ideally, you should give it to the poorest people around. That would definitely fulfill the mitzvah. Rishon Zalman Zatzal, however, does bring down, nowadays there are very few people, Baruch Hashem, that are in such a dour state that they're really classified as these poorest of the poor. So he brings down from Vayashiv as well, Shizmanenu lo mitzvim evyonim mamish, we don't have the real evyonim. So he says, what you should do is you should give l'mi she'en lo mos kidei l'chalk l'san she'beso hasmuch l'al shulchano l'meshach shana t'mima. You should give these funds to people that can't really support their family for that year. They don't have enough money to support the family with food. Those people are the ones you should give matanos levyonim to. And the rest of the issue footnote number 7 for additional details about this din. The issue footnote number 8 brings down that ideally you should give money rather than food, but you could be yotzei with food as well. The issue footnote number 11 says, what happens if the oni doesn't want to take your money? He's too proud and he doesn't take your money. So then you're not yotzei the mitzvah, according to Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal, hanosein lo yotzei dechavos if he doesn't accept it. You have to go give it to somebody else. And the same thing, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says applies to Shalach Manos. If he doesn't accept it, so then you have to give it to somebody else in order to fulfill the mitzvah. The issue number 12 talks about what happens if you give Shalach Manos to an Oni. Are you also Yotzei the mitzvah of Matanos Lavyonim? So this is a Machlokes, Ayin, the issue number 12. The issue number 13 brings down, if you give to a father and a child, or a husband and a wife, that doesn't count as two Aniyim if there's Samuch on the Shulchan of the other one. So therefore, you have to give the two separate Aniyim. There's much more to be said, but we're running out of time over here, so this will conclude today's shir. I am the rest of the Dershah footnotes for additional details.